Hi, and welcome to this edition of the Talking Data Podcast. I'm Ed Burns.
I'm Jack Vaughn.
And Jack has been doing some reporting, as it happens, around the right whales of the New England coast. Believe it or not, there actually is a data tie-in here. So, Jack, why don't you tell us a little bit more?
Yes, Ed, recently I was looking at whales and their problems. The right whales of the coast of New England have a long history of trouble. But analytics software maker MathWorks is actually helping to put on a contest with the goal to help those whales. And I'm going to tell you about it. To successfully track the white whales, they need to be identified. Now, that's the work of the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA. MathWorks, using the Kaggle online analytics community, is working with NOAA on this contest. The goal is to use crowdsourced machine learning, a hackathon of machine learning, if you will, to better identify individual whales, and it's not easy. Let's dive into some background. The right whales were easygoing surface skimmers that stayed near the coast, and in past centuries, whalers decimated their ranks. The right whale has been a focus of conservation for a number of years, and its very small population has actually been adding numbers. In the 1980s, there may have been about 350 of them. More recently, they have been numbered at about 500, growing, but growing slowly. An issue is that they travel in shipping lanes, and it's dangerous. Electronically tagging and tracking the whales is difficult. They are deep divers. Identifying them is something of a specialist's undertaking. They are photographed by ships and planes. Calcified skin patches on their heads provide unique markers. Over time, NOAA staff can become experts at this type of identification, but as you can guess, it is very labor-intensive. Kristen Kahn, who is a fishery biologist with NOAA Fisheries, told me she and her colleagues saw what has been accomplished of late with machine learning as it's been used for automated facial recognition of humans. That was some of the thinking that caused them to launch the Right Whale ID competition. Kahn told me her team would like to reduce the time needed to ID the whales, to spend more time in the field, doing acoustic recordings, finding whales in distress, and so on. Better identification could reduce the number of DNA samples they had to take of the whales, too. We spoke with MathWorks technical marketing manager Paul Pilot not long after the competition was first announced. He told us that both machine learning and deep learning algorithms were being used by the contestants. To identify the whales by their head markings, contestants are, for example, employing edge detection routines. That's the first step, he said. The steps typically are 1, process images, then 2, do classification based on NOAA's existing right whale markings. That's data that they garner from the aerial photography. Now, the latest update just before we went in to record this podcast was that there were 165 teams with 202 players and 1,495 entries in the event. It looks like an interesting way for machine learning devotees to try out their skills and to help the whales. The top prize, I'm sure everyone is wondering, is $5,000 for the winning team. Now, you can follow the contest yourself. The leaderboard is up there on the web. We include a link in the story that accompanies this podcast, and you can just click on it. You could probably search the term Kaggle with a K in right whale and have luck with that, too. But let's bring in our guest, Vanna, who is going to read the URL for you.
https://www.kaggle.com/c/noaa-right-whale-recognition/leaderboard.
I'd mentioned that MathWorks makes its software available online for people taking part in the contest. It supports Python and R interfaces. The project is fascinating from my perspective, especially as a means to do something worthwhile with machine learning. Not that categorizing pictures of house cats on the web is not a noble undertaking.
Well, yeah, it certainly sounds like an interesting application of machine learning, especially for us. We often cover it in the context of placing ads on websites or finding new customers or that kind of thing, but it's nice to see people using it for the greater good, so to speak. So thanks, Jack, for taking the time to tell us about it. And thank you to our listeners for joining us for this edition of the Talking Data Podcast.